From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. It was quite a week, and it was amazing to see the nation seemingly unified after a long time in which that seemed impossible. Everybody was talking about just one thing. Was Michelle Obama's ball gown actually made from a chenille bedspread, or did it just look that way? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, on a week like this, on this week of all weeks, can they be that petty and mean? Yes, we can. Anyway, if you want to put me in my place, just wait a bit, because we will be joined by the editor-in-chief of Glamour magazine, who will no doubt correct my Philistine views. But first, if you want to do it yourself, give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Holly Joe from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hey, Holly Joe, how are you?
I'm good.
That is a lovely and cheerful name, Holly Joe. It sounds like the sort of thing you might say when somebody asks you how you are. How are you? I'm Holly Joe. Well, welcome to our show, Holly Joe. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, say hello to author, humorist, and the man responsible for everything you'll find at Baudette.com, Tom Baudette.
Hello, Holly Joe.
Hello.
Next, it's the deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Holly Joe.
Finally, humorist and the author of the forthcoming book, Driving Like Crazy, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Oh, Holly Joe, we're happy to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, of course, will start us off by reading three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Awesome.
Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here's your first quote.
I'm a lefty. Get used to it.
That was a man making a pretty bold statement right after he started his new job this week. Who?
President Barack Obama.
Yes, indeed. President Obama, as his first official act, signed a proclamation and then made that statement. I'm a lefty. Get used to it. Indicating that either A, he was left-handed, or B, all those guys warning us about the impending socialist revolution were right. He also quipped, quote, they told me not to swipe the pen, unquote, which is just the kind of crass, unfunny jape that we've come to expect from the President of the United States. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's the new guy. Let me do that again. He also quipped, they told me not to swipe the pen, the kind of hilarious, self-deprecating humor that we've come to expect from President Dreamboat.
You know what struck me on Tuesday after watching Obama take the oath was, this is the first time in my life there's been a president younger than I am.
Yeah.
And it's a little disconcerting. I think that many in the baby boom are perhaps feeling this way, and there's all this talk about the baton being passed, and I never remember having it. It's like, I'm not sure the baby boom could set their Starbucks down long enough to grab it, you know.
It passed us right by.
Here's my thing, and this may reflect on my youth, my age, and how I spent my youth. But only a few days into it, when I say President Obama, I still feel like I'm in a science fiction movie set far in the future, and it will be President Obama promised a strong response to the invasion of the Corellian fleet.
Right. You know. Right. Or it actually sounds like the leader of the alien horde.
Yes.
You're just
President Obama has demanded that Earth surrender.
Yeah.
I can see that too. Well, let's move on. All of your quotes, of course, are about the Barackalypse, the inauguration of the new president. Here's your next quote.
It's not a constitutional crisis. This is the Chief Justice's version of a wardrobe malfunction.
That was law professor John Turley of George Washington University. He was talking to the San Francisco Chronicle about something that got screwed up on the big day. What?
The oath.
The oath of office, in fact. Unlike every other justice who administered the oath of office by reading it from a piece of paper, Chief Justice Roberts insisted on going commando. And just like the classic case of the little kid who's just got one line in the big school play, he screwed it up. Worse, Obama followed along, so he didn't say it right either. In fact, this was the biggest inaugural gaffe since that prankster Salmon P. Chase made Ulysses S. Grant say, "I, U.S. Grant, am a duty head." Anyway, the next day, citing a, quote, abundance of caution, the Chief Justice was brought back to the White House to do it all over again. This time, to make sure the Chief Justice got it right, the president wrote the text of the oath on his own forehead. And Justice Roberts, that klutz, he said, "I, Barack Hussein, eyebrow, Obama."
You know, and I think the world collectively held their breath when they were muffing that up on the platform, and it did look like one of those moments where you could get the giggles, you know, if you were there. You know, it's like you see wedding vows where somebody screws up their vow and suddenly the groom snickers and the bride snickers, and pretty soon the whole wedding party is in stitches and nobody can pull it together. Wouldn't have that been cool if that would have happened?
Everybody in the platform.
They're breaking up. You know, Wolf Blitzer giving the play-by-play. Justice Stevens seems to have soiled himself.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, you never, it's a rare opportunity to see a member of the Supreme Court become Bill Buckner. You know,
yeah.
It's like fantastic.
That's really great. Yeah. The oath went between his legs.
Well, and after hearing, you know, our language mangled for 8 solid years, it isn't something you're going to recover from overnight.
That's
I mean,
true.
In a way, it was kind of comforting, you know.
All right, very good, Holly Joe. Here is your last quote about Anagopalooza.
I can't feel my butt.
That was a young woman named Jarita Moore, one of millions of people who did what despite the cold?
Stood outside.
Yeah, and saw the inauguration. You want to know what change looks like? Well, for more than 2 million very cold people, change looked like a white building way, way far away with a tiny little dot speaking in the middle. Okay, one more important detail. The little dot was not, for the first time ever, pink. Most people who braved the crowds and the cold were happy anyway. There were some exceptions. Some people couldn't get in even though they had tickets. Others got stuck for hours in security lines. And one audience member was unhappy with the mean things President Obama said about the Bush administration, but that guy was really cheered up by the free helicopter ride that came with his ticket. Carl, how did Holly Joe do in our quiz?
Holly Joe was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. Holly Joe, you win our prize.
Fantastic.
Well done, Holly Joe. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.